are with part two of Los Arcos Hermanos Peña interview. Hope you're enjoying it. Also, I have to acknowledge a lot of people that help Rancho Alegre do these interviews and get things done as far as the Conjunto Festival that we do every year. First, I got to start off with my staff. Of course, La Güera, Piper Lemoyne, Laura Gabriela, and our newbie, Ileana Vasquez, who will be helping us in the future and has been helping us, actually. And also our brother station, CompadresMusic.com. All of their support has greatly been appreciated. Y también we have to thank people that helped us get this interview, actually. And this one goes out to my primo, Robert Leal from Cres, Texas. He's the one who got us in touch with Los Hermanos Peña. And also we have to dedicate this interview to Christina Bailly of Texas Folk Life. She's been a tremendous supporter of ours and has helped us a lot, and we truly appreciate it. And también Monica Castilleja from San Antonio, who helped us get music and put this together. And we just want to show everyone our thanks. And of course, we thank you, our supporters, our fans that support our Conjunto Festival every year. And thank you very much. And let's go ahead and finish out the interview, and hope you're enjoying it. And you can hear it at any time. It's going to be cataloged on RanchoAlegreTexas.com. And be sure to check out the website for any new information on things that are going on with Rancho Alegre. So thank you very much. Enjoy the interview. Advice to the young guys who want to start a band and believe that they won't need a job. I mean, they do, right? I mean, they're going to, especially if they're starting, ¿verdad?
Exactly.
We're all in agreement on that.
Definitely.
And then,
for instance, my brothers booked a gig on Sunday, and they called me up, hey, bro, we got a gig on Sunday. I was like, oh, man, I got to work Monday, bro. They're like, hey, bro, we got to play. I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. So we get off stage about 1:30, almost 2 o'clock in the morning. I had to be at work at 3 o'clock. So pretty much I got 30 minutes, shower,
right.
Go to work.
I heard he didn't shower, but okay.
So, the thing about it that keeps me going, you do need a job. You got to keep going. But what keeps me going is that I love playing music. And I love
right.
being my brother.
Your passion for it.
Well, just like the time that Gilbert, the bass player, was coming in from Louisiana, and we're playing in Lubbock, Texas. It was a full house, and we didn't know if he was going to make it, so we had a backup bass player.
Right.
And now this time, I'm serious. He did not shower, guys. Got in the bus. He got ready, and, thank God for wipes.
They had all kinds of beds going on.
We did.
Somebody, he's not going to make it.
And I said, yeah, he will make it.
And somebody not.
15 minutes of showtime. Boom. He drives up. Parks your semi out there. Gets in the bus, gets ready, boom, 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 let's go. And we always pray before we get started.
Right,
all of us
right.
get together and we pray. We take turns praying. And last gig he did, the last gig this year, turn, we all pray. And then we get outside and we let her rip.
So on that note of I had a backup ready, is it safe to say that having a family member as the band, y'all communicate better. Y'all can back each other up. If someone lacks, if someone drops their guitar pick, the bass player knows to go into overdrive, or someone let that by,
Right.
Is that what goes on with this band?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's better than just a hired gun, to come in.
And it kind of feels out of place when Gilbert's not there.
Right.
Feedy's not there. Because, we've had to do it once or twice.
Right.
And we'll be playing I'm waiting for that. That la pasada que a Gil and they don't come, and so I turn around and I'm like, oh, because Gil's not here,
right.
Not, it's just that we get so used to playing together,
right. And what about the problem of getting undercut by other bands? Is that a problem in the industry?
It is becoming a lot, like Fianza was saying about I don't have nothing against DJs.
Right.
No, 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 not because everybody, it's a, what do you call it?
Preference.
It's free.
Right, free market.
Free market for everybody. But, you know, we're going to cancel you because we had a DJ who charged way less than y'all did. So, sorry, and boom, they'll hang up on you. And what do you do?
Right.
So now it's a contract and everything, and if they deposit and stuff like that, and if they don't, well, then, you know, they lose the deposit.
Right.
Because it's, like you said, it's getting really hard. People undercutting you all the time.
So it's more undercutting with the DJs more than other bands undercutting?
No, other bands also do.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you feel in this, and we're pointing out again, we're not trying to down anyone, we're just trying to get a perspective of bands that have been a part of the industry. And we're not throwing stones to anyone. This is just a question to you know, just have an understanding. We've had a lot of bands to where the lead singer passes away and someone takes over. Is that, and y'all have had that with your brother, you know, he I don't think he wasn't the lead singer, but he was a big part of the band. But does that mean that a band has to start from square one again, or can they keep trailing forward without skipping a beat, in your opinion?
In my opinion, well, it depends on what group it is.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, now,
depending the fan following, I guess, this is where you're going?
Like, there's a... not that they've passed away, right. but...
Or left the band.
Or left the band, como David Lee.
Right.
All those vocalists that he's had, and David Lee's still going.
That's right. That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's like here, my two nephews, they're Luis's boys, the bajo player.
Right.
Not because they're my nephews, but those guys can do some vocals.
Right.
Okay? And Luis had some surgery done on his vocal cords.
Uh-huh.
And he could not talk. They wanted him not to talk for a whole year.
Wow.
He was writing everything.
He could, you know, and all could do was play. So his son kicked in, and nobody ever knew. The fans, like, you know, they, you know, no big deal.
Wow.
That's how good these boys are.
Right.
You know, and I'm not trying to, you know, but that's the way it is.
Right.
You know, they kick in, they know every song that we know, and they're there, and you know, so, but it depends. I'm saying it depends on the group because.
Right. Because some bands, we've seen them stall. You know, they make a change, or someone passes away, and they stall a bit.
Like, and I'm going to use Roberto Pulido as an example. And I'm not going to say pass away. I'm going to say, let's say Roberto Pulido says, you know what, guys, I'm retiring. I don't know what classicals I'm going to do now. Well, it's going to be hard to replace that Roberto Pulido
voice. That's true. That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a real good point. And that's the perspective I wanted, what y'all
so
saw.
So, you know, I hate to use the word somebody passing away because it's been so hard for us.
Yeah, I understand.
But
I understand.
That's why he's David Lee because, you know, it was Jay Perez and Orozco and all those guys.
And to be honest here, the reason I bring that up is that, like I said, we talk to everybody. And one of the biggest things is that, you know, Ricky Naranjo taking over for Van, you know, we don't think that's right, or we think it's right. You know what I mean? We get both sides of the coin. And it's funny how people would tell us this, and we're like, hey, felicidades to them to carry on the flag, you know. Mm-hmm. Or Flavio, the same thing with Flavio. To me, that's great, you know. I think, you know, in that form, it's flattering, you know.
And you know, and I'm going to go back to something like, how are you going to replace somebody like Manuel Solis, Juan C. Fuentes, Eloy Bernal, Conjunto Bernal, with the stuff they used to do back in the 60s and 70s?
Right.
That stuff is a lot of people can't understand. They were too ahead of their time.
Right.
Like
right.
Esteban Jordan, Que Paz Descanse, same thing.
You definitely. Know, there'll never be another one.
They won't.
Yeah.
Relampagos,
you're right. Yeah.
Ramon and Cornelio together, they will never be.
Right. And have y'all ever had issues at a gig with jealous husbands, jealous boyfriends, who are watching y'all in the you know, the husband seeing his wife there having a good time.
Me personally, no. I mean, you know, because you got to learn to respect.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to learn respect.
And understand. I understand, you know, sometimes it's just that the wife's having, you know, just gazing at you. Yeah. You know,
so I'm over here, you know, really, I mean, parte no. You know?
Right, right.
That has happened a lot, you know, to, you know, saying if you can't respect that, then whoa, you better be ready.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Anybody else have any encounters?
No, like my brother said, I mean, it's all about respect, you know.
Definitely.
That's all we've... Thank God we never had anything like that happen to us.
Right. Yeah. All right, let's go and take another break here with Los Arcos, Hermanos Peña. Be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Yo a ti te di un besito, jugando, jugandito. Yo a ti te di un besito, y así jugando me enamoré poco a poquito. Y así jugando me enamoré poco a poquito. Si vieras que así jugando me estoy enamorando. Si vieras que así jugando me estoy enamorando. No sé si tú lo mismo estarás pensando. No sé si tú lo mismo estarás pensando. Yo a ti te quiero. A ti, yo te venero. Yo a ti te quiero. A ti yo te venero, tú sabes bien que este cariño es sincero, tú sabes bien que este cariño es sincero. Jugando, jugandito, yo a ti te di un besito. Jugando, jugandito, yo a ti te di un besito. Y así jugando me enamoré poco a poquito. Y así jugando me enamoré poco a poquito. Jugando, jugandito, yo a ti te di un besito. Jugando, jugandito, yo a ti te di un besito. Y así jugando me enamoré poco a poquito. Y así jugando me enamoré poco a poquito. Jugando, jugandito, yo a ti te di un besito. Jugando, jugandito, yo a ti te di un besito. Y así jugando me enamoré poco a poquito. Y así jugando me enamoré poco a poquito.
Salieron de San Isidro, procedentes de Tijuana. Traían las llantas del carro repletas de hierba mala. Eran Emilio Varela y Camelia la Tejana. Pasaron por San Clemente los pagó la inmigración. Les pidió sus documentos, les dijo de dónde son. Ella era de San Antonio, una hembra de corazón. Cuando una hembra quiere a un hombre, por él puede dar la vida. Pero hay que tener cuidado, si esa hembra se encuentra herida, el amor y el contrabando son cosas incompartidas. Emilio dice a Camelia, hoy te
estás por despedida con la parte que te toca. Tú puedes rehacer tu vida. Yo me voy pa' San Francisco con la dueña de mi vida. Sonaron siete balazos, Camé y a Emilio mataba. La policía solo halló una pistola tirada del dinero y de Camé. Nunca más se supo nada.
We'll be right back. les digo, si les digo que va a ser mi esposa. Yo ya me despido, yo ya me despido de esta cumbia hermosa. Pero si les digo que va a ser mi esposa.
Yeah. We're back here with Los Arcos Hermanos Peña. Guys, promoters that run away with the money, man.
Oh, yeah. Are you serious? Do we got to go there?
We got to go there. This is a problem that's plagued this industry, you know, and y'all have any stories like that?
I have a story. It's kind of a little embarrassing for these two guys, but it's okay. It's all in good. We played in, me acuerdo que it was in Hobbs, New Mexico. And on the way there, we broke down, so we went into U-Haul. Finally, we made it in, and the dance was great. There's a lot of people. Welcome after we got loaded up and everything. And, well, where's the promoter? He left. He took off with all the money. Wow. Are you serious? Yeah. Well, we spent the night in that U-Haul thing.
Wow.
Mosquitoes and all this. And then these guys, Feedy the drummer and Larry the saxophone player, they were just roadies back then. About 9-10 years old, bro, something like that.
Right.
13.
And you know, like, you know, they're little kids, and we're like, you know what, bro, if you don't sell all these cassettes, because back then it was cassette, it wasn't
right,
CD.
Right.
If you don't sell, bro, we're not going to eat. Really, bro? Yeah. So we went to the park the next day. I said, there's got to be people there cooking out or whatever.
Right.
Well, sure enough, we sold about $300, or they did, about $300 of cassette money. We made it home.
Awesome.
We made it home, so it had to be cheeseburgers from McDonald's for Gilbert's. But yeah, it happens.
Right,
And it's happened. It happens to the best of us.
And in that situation, you know, because from what you tell me, you had your family support. Your dad was a big supporter of you guys. What kept you from making the call?
Well, it's just like we'd call my dad for like anything.
Right.
And he was there, and we'd like, come on, man, we got to stop doing that, you know? Like one time we're coming in from Florida, we had this una panadera that we used to call it. We had it in good shape and everything, but, you know, and a grande truck in San Antonio had to sell a big rider yellow truck, and we wanted one of those. We pull in there, and we called my dad, Dad, we need your social security number, we need to get this truck. Okay, mijo, boom, here we go, we're coming in a big old truck. I mean, that's the way, the support that we have from mom and dad.
Right, right.
Whatever mis hijos need, let's go.
Right.
You know, and that was something that we were blessed with because my dad had a lot of faith in all of us.
Right, right.
So that time we're like, man, we can't call dad. This is not right. So we toughed it out. You know, I mean, believe me, it was that close to calling him.
Right.
But we had these two little kids that didn't know any better.
Right.
Take advantage of us.
But that was one of the stories, you know, and now we look back on it and it's really funny, but it isn't, but it's true.
Right. These are experiences.
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead.
These are knocks in life that were given to us.
Right.
And thanks to my brothers, you know, me and my kid brother, we got a lot of street smarts, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you got to get up pretty early to get one on us.
And right.
The kids nowadays, like my kids, you know, they're book smart, but they're not street smart.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's one thing that they taught me. You know, if something like, if we forgot a chord or something, oh, they'd let us know about it. Trust
right.
me.
Right.
Hey, bro, we're missing a chord. Where's it at?
Right.
We don't know. Well,
a microphone or...
You know, yeah. And we had a lot of responsibility for being 13, 14 year old.
Right.
I mean, because we had to load up everything. And we had to make sure that when our next gig, everything was there. And if not, these guys would know because...
It's missing.
Why are you missing why are you missing a mic?
Right.
And that's one thing that I appreciate off my brothers.
Right.
They
right.
taught us that. You know,
definitely, man.
You're responsible. Nobody else. It's you and him. And you guys got to take care of it. And that's why, you know, I take care of what I got now because of them, you know.
Right, they and there's certain things you can't learn in a school, in a classroom.
Exactly.
That's right, you know.
Exactly.
It's the experience that counts. You're definitely right.
Yes, sir.
And you guys, I mean, right now we're going to turn over the mic to you guys. Any message you want to give your fans, the mic is yours, and we'll start this way this time.
This way?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Well, we've been together... My brother Luis and I have been together almost 35 years now. We started very young, and we want to thank everybody, all the fans, everybody's been there, especially to mis parents, que en paz descansen los dos, for all y'all support. We want to thank everybody.
There.
I'd like to thank God first, and then my mom and dad and the fans for apoyándolos, you know.
Right.
And if anybody has a dream that they want to reach, they need to keep trying. If they fall down, just keep trying until they reach that goal.
All right. You know,
de parte de los Arcos Hermanos Spain.
Me too. First of all, thank the Lord, my parents, our families, that they always, our wives always supported us in everything we did. And todos los compadres, amigos that we made along the way, that have always been there for us, and especially our fans. Thank you for supporting Los Arcos.
Good answer.
Yes, everything my brother said, same to me. I mean, I feel the same way. And I also want to thank DJs, radio DJs, and people in the radio that support us. And hopefully we can continue recording and playing music.
All right. And one of the final questions that we always ask, since we have listeners, you know, that are, of course, overseas and stuff, the soldiers. Any words for our troops? And anyone feel free to say we're going to mix this message for anybody.
It's good that you brought that up, because when we have outdoor events, we know that there's a lot of Hispanic people out there in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So my bro here, the saxophone player, he will play the Star Spangled Banner for them, and we dedicate it to them, and we ask the people that have family out there to let them know Los Hermanos Peña back them up all the time by playing them that song. And we get good response. We get people crying and stuff, because they feel it. And the way this boy plays, he plays out of the heart. So one day you will hear him play that Star Spangled Banner on that saxophone, and it's a solo. The snare and him, that's it. And it's for all the soldiers out there, de parte de los hermanos Peña, we're backing you guys up, and thank you for giving us the freedom.
That's the least we can do for you guys. We appreciate it.
We honor it. Yes.
Same here. I just love them. Thank you, guys. You guys give us the freedom to do what we want. Let's play music.
Yes. God bless America and the men and women that are fighting for us. Thank you.
All right, and on a final note, these guys are available for quinceañeras, weddings, and any special event.
I really don't want to, but we've even done funerals.
Fíjate, yeah.
Yes, we have. You know, we go up there, and this certain person wants this certain song de Los Arcos, and we go there and we play it for them.
And
go on despedida, you know?
Right. Let me tell you, these guys are approachable. If you want to get in touch with them, contact us at RanchoAlegreTexas.com. Our phone number is on there. We can get you in touch with them if you need them for anything. And especially support the music. Call your local radio company, radio stations. Ask for their music. And that's the only way that the programmer is going to know that you want to hear Los Arcos Hermanos Peña. Also, the main record stores. Janie's Records in San Antonio, also Del Bravo in San Antonio. If they don't have the music, ask them for it. Same goes for Zarape Record Stores in or Record Shop in Kingsville, Texas. And in Austin, we have Turntable Records. So just support the band. I mean, you support them, and you'll notice that they'll come around. You know, because times are tough now with the price of gas, the economy. I mean, we got to help each other. We got to keep our music alive, our cultura alive. So, guys, muchas gracias for having us here in your home in Demet, Texas, here in West Texas. A lot of people only associate that West Texas is home of the Hometown Boys. No, there is another super group in my book here. That is Los Arcos Hermanos Peña. Once again, guys, muchas gracias.
Thank you.
And I look forward to coming back and speaking to you guys again, because there are so many stories I know that we left out that we need to put in the archives.
And believe me, aquí está su pobre casa. Your doors are open. The doors are always open. And I want a special shout out to La Familia Ornelas from Austin, Texas.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
They used to live here in Dimmitt. And they hired us when we went to Austin, a couple years ago. And I want to say thanks to them, and a special hello to La Familia Ornelas.
Definitely. And, of course, you know, in Austin, you'll have friends there that, you know, there's our home.
Home of organized crime, internal revenue.
Right. I heard that somewhere. I don't mean it, guys.
But, you know, and hopefully this is one of the bands that's on my wish list for the Rancho Leyte Conjunto Festival. Hopefully.
Primero Dios will be
yes,
there.
Definitely. So muchas gracias. Thank you for listening. And we're going to end the show with the música of Los Arcos Hermanos Peña. Thank you for listening. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Pintor, pinta mi padre y píntale su pelo blanco y negro. Cada cabello oscuro es algo bueno. Él por nosotros hizo y en cada cana refleja un sacrificio. Pintor, pinta su cara, en su rostro del tiempo las arrugas son símbolos de penas y amarguras, testigos de muchas desventuras. Él con su fe la supo ser dulzura. Sus manos, así como están de destrozadas, por sus hijos han sido sacrificadas, en el trabajo día tras día martirizadas, solo falta que en una cruz estén clavadas. Pintor, quiero que pinte de mi padre su pecho transparente y verás un corazón siempre sonriente que nunca se ha quejado de su suerte y en su mano una ofrenda humildemente. Porque quiero, pintor, que cuando acabes de pintar el retrato de mi padre, a su lado también pintes a mi madre, también pintes a mi madre, también pintes a mi madre.
Para darle las gracias, ¿a quién le debo el favor de librarme de ti? Que te vas, qué sorpresa, cuánto me alegro. La puerta está abierta, te puedes ir. Lo nuestro no pudo ser, somos muy diferentes. A mí me gusta tomar y cantar mis canciones. Te enamoraste de mí cuando me conociste. Si hoy no quieres mi amor, así como soy, ya puedes irte. Ahí está la puerta, sal cuando quieras, no te detengas. Quieras, a donde quieras.
gusta tomar y cantar mis canciones. Así te enamoraste de mí cuando me conociste. Si hoy no quieres mi amor, así como soy, ya puedes irte.
Celestial, ya una mujer fue juzgada, su delito.